Welcome back. It gives me great pleasure, as always, to introduce Mr. Simon English. He is a senior City correspondent for the Evening Standard. Simon, welcome to the show. Let's talk about Jez Staley. Barclays Bank managed to wipe off £2 billion off the share price Friday afternoon. I read with interest there's a revolt by 20% of the shareholders. Is he going to be re-elected on Thursday? And is it right that he's re-elected as CEO?
He's going to be re-elected on Thursday by miles. The weekend press had a bit of a dig at him, and there was some consternation on Friday, which sent the shares down. I think, truthfully, for the first time in a long time, Barclays have got a chief executive who nearly everybody backs, and there's a feeling that he's doing a terrifically good job. Now, he's got two bits of trouble, one of which is that he intervened in a whistleblowing incident, which the chief executive is not really supposed to do. He's supposed to let those investigations run their course, and he didn't. The second issue that he's facing is so convoluted it's really hard to understand what he's supposed to have done wrong. Right. But it more or less amounts to him being asked by the private equity firm KKR if his brother-in-law was a crook or not, and him saying, no, I've known him for 40 years, he's good as gold. Now, that's been painted as perceived as a conflict of interest, him intervening. Well, if you aren't allowed to say somebody I've known for four decades, I think it's perfectly straight. I don't know really what he's supposed to be doing if he's the chief executive of Barclays. So I think it's the first issue is real, second issue is not, and he'll be re-elected on Thursday, no problem.
Well, Anthony Jenkins, his predecessor, was obviously sacked internally. Does this guy, so if you were a Barclays shareholder, would you be voting to keep him on? Is he the man for the job?
Yeah, he looks like the best chief executive they've had for years. So if you look at the last five guys they had, every single one of them ran into trouble. Every single one of them left under a cloud. So the last guy, Anthony Jenkins, well, he didn't do very well, and he was in charge of the retail bank when they were involved in PPI mis-selling and all the other scandals. Before that, you had Bob Diamond, who was described as the unacceptable face of banking. Before that was John Varley, who's caught up in the SFA investigation into the Qatari fundraising. Before that was a guy called Matt Barrett, who was a Canadian guy, I think he was Canadian rather than American, who famously said that he wouldn't use a Barclay card because the rates of interest on it were outrageous. And before that, you had a guy called Martin Taylor, who was supposed to be the brightest bloke on earth, and he contrived to lose about 500 million quid or something betting on Russia. So basically, if you're a Barclays chief executive, you get into trouble. And so far, Jez Staley is in the least amount of trouble of any of them, and he does look like the best chief executive they've had in ages.
I can't say further than that. What a history lesson that was. Simon English, thank you as always.